I'm Rona Tarrant. The president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has said the Vatican's removal from the priesthood of Theodore McCarrick is a clear signal that abuse will not be tolerated. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo issued the statement on Saturday after the Vatican announced that it had defrocked the former cardinal, making him the highest-ranking church official to be expelled from the priesthood for sex abuse. Cardinal DiNardo urged anyone who has suffered abuse by someone within the Catholic Church to contact local law enforcement and local diocese. Catholic bishops near the U.S.-Mexico border have voiced opposition to President Trump's declaration of a national emergency so he can order construction of a barrier along parts of the border. In a statement, the bishop said a border wall is a symbol of division and animosity between two friendly countries, adding that it would be an ineffective use of resources and would destroy parts of the environment, disrupt the livelihoods of ranchers and farmers, weaken cooperation and commerce between border communities, and in at least one instance, undermine the right to freedom of worship. Officials say a U.S. immigration detention center in the state of Texas has stopped force-feeding migrants. Six men on hunger strike at a center in El Paso are being forcibly fed, with the UN warning it could mount torture. A U.S. district judge told Immigration and Customs Enforcement to stop force-feeding two of the men. Catholic Charities USA is partnering with five diocesan Catholic Charities agencies, local hospitals, housing developers and funders in a plan aimed at reducing chronic homelessness by 20% by 2024. The Healthy Housing Initiative involves placing homeless people into stable housing and providing supportive services. Collaboration is underway with diocesan Catholic Charities operations in Detroit, St. Louis, Las Vegas, Oregon and Washington. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.